the following article that I wrote. This is Constance DeAngelis. Was published by the Pagosa Springs Sun on December 21st, 2023. Electronically at www.pagosasun.com. The title of this op-ed as a letter to the editor is The Right to Die. The Right to Die Revisited. On December 4th, 2023, MSNBC Films aired Nick Capote's documentary Between Life and Death, Terry Schiavo's Story. As a lawyer seeking to remove Terry's feeding tube in the year 2000, my memory is sorely prompted. Internationally acclaimed, fostering culture wars, this Right to Die case provokes substantial American political involvement. Florida courts, including the Supreme Court, federal courts, Governor Jeb Bush, Florida State Legislature, and the President of the United States, George W. Bush, were all engaged. Personally, this case changed my life. Currently, the documentary is triggering a phenomenon of notable self-reflection. As a mature woman lawyer who works with financial matters, real property, and estate planning for clients, my direct participation in the Schiavo case, and now as a matter, is being revisited through the contemporary documentary. My self-discovery is enhanced through fundamental and imperishable insight. The following is a memo that I wrote immediately after the first trial. Walking out of the courtroom in February 2000, I was attacked by both bitter and sweet emotions. My law partner husband and I had presented an excellent case, and since the other side had not, I expected to win. The judge would render his decision within a week. The sweetness of winning subsided as a bitter taste told me that something wasn't right. This case should never have come here. It should never be in court, I was thinking. Excusing myself, I entered the safety of the women's restroom down the hall from the courtroom where I had spent the previous week. Two couches filled the lobby area. I sat on the sofa in front of a ficus tree. Most of the onlookers had left the courthouse. The trial was held in the historic courthouse due to a lack of space in the new Clearwater, Florida, court facilities. Thinking, what have I done? I believe in allowing Terry to die. She suffered in a persistent vegetative state for 10 years. But fighting in court is all wrong. The dispute between Terry Schiavo's husband and guardian and her family is mounting. Winning in court just disregarded and dishonored the parents. Resentment carries this family to war. I felt tortured. Courts are established to resolve conflict, not generate it. As an officer of the court, obliged to follow the rules, I feel that I helped generate the conflict. Oh, my thoughts plagued me. There must be another way. I said to myself, you need some time. You need to think. As I was looking at my weary face in the mirror. Now, more than 20 years later, at this time of overt national and worldwide conflict, the sparking of more cultural incitement, the incitement at home, troubles my sense of peace. I became a certified mediator. I wrote a book called The Seven Laws of Inner Peace. I formed the Institute for Peaceful Solutions. And presently, I support end-of-life options. What now? Could our community work together? We are experiencing the longest night, the solstice. We welcome the light. Hope. Hope lives in the light. And then I signed the submission to the editor. Respectfully submitted, Constance DeAngelis.